Major League Baseball is facing increased scrutiny following last week's congressional hearing on steroid use in the sport. There's criticism that baseball's drug testing policy is too lax and that players are telling conflicting stories about how widespread the problem's been. Retired slugger Mark McGwire repeatedly said at the hearing, quote, "I'm not here to talk about the past." Commentator Frank DeFord also prefers not to look back, but he just can't help himself.
Sometimes as I reflect on steroids, I think it's nothing more than the last gasp of the excesses of the 90s, just the athletic version of the dot-com run-up. Both, after all, were about hitting home runs day after day and believing that the bubble would never burst. Other times, taking the longer view, it seems to me that the athletes who were blown up by steroids star in our modern version of Greek mythology. From Arnold Schwarzenegger on down to Jose Canseco, aren't these brawny creatures our minotaurs, our 20th century half-men, half-bulls, swaggering around and about us mere mortals? But I'm not here to talk about the past. It isn't just the chemicals and the syringes that pour forth from some modern Pandora's box. Nowadays, we're used to spectacular miracles of technology, but steroids strike of antiquity, witch's brew. Why, steroids seem as magic as all those fantastic elixirs of lore, which with but one taste could make us wiser, lovelier, stronger. Drink this, my pretty. When you think about it, enhancing drugs are really our connection with fairy tales, aren't they? And we've all been raised on fairy tales. No wonder steroids are so seductive. And I suspect that if once you've been a hero, you are more susceptible to drink deeply of whatever it takes that is advertised to make you more of one. Oh, what business Ponce de Leon could drum up in the Grapefruit League. But I'm not here to talk about the past. Always, too, it seemed as if so many of the boldest Greek heroes were not satisfied, but were ever seeking to become gods themselves. After all, the gods up there on Mount Olympus were a smug bunch, easily distracted. So it has been these past few years, hasn't it, with Selig, the god of parody and sanctimony, and Fear, the god of privacy and enabling, both looking the other way, allowing our diamond heroes the opportunity to think that they too could ascend to an even higher status. The poor fools. Oh, what a field day Homer would have had if only he could get his card in the Baseball Writers of America. But I'm not here to talk about the past. The preening members of the Congressional Subcommittee, of course, were our harpies, and good for them. They serve a purpose. For all their vainglory, our duly elected harpies brought attention to the issue of steroids as never before. They made us lowly citizens in the Agora Mall see so very clearly that when heroes indulge in modern magic, it is not just their records that we have to worry about. It is our trust, our mythology, and it is our children, too. But I don't want to talk about the past.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.